The Bible again, then please, and turn to John chapter 14. John's Gospel and chapter 14. John chapter 14, and we'll read from verse 1. John 14, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The reason I've read those verses, I really want to think about verse 3, where the Lord Jesus Christ speaks about preparing a place, and he says, I will come again. I will come again. You know, we have spoken about over the last few nights the importance, and you've heard it again tonight, the importance for each and every one of us as individuals to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. To put your trust in him, to accept him as your saviour, to turn from your sin, to repent of your sin and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ as your saviour. We've talked about the fact of being saved. We've mentioned a verse, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We've talked about the fact of believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. We've seen tonight how that has worked out in the life of an individual. I want to think about another individual tonight that got saved. Maybe, I don't know whether you've ever heard anybody speak to you about how they got saved. But tonight I want to tell you about how I got saved. Dan has told us that this is a very individual thing. And I just want to tell you, just for a few minutes, about how I got saved. I was brought up in a Christian home. What I mean by that is the fact that both of my parents were Christians. They could tell me of a time when they came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour. They believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only my parents, but also my brother, who is 6 years older than me. He also could tell me of a time when he got saved. But you know, just the very fact of me being brought up in what I call a Christian home, in the fact that everybody else in the home was a Christian, didn't mean I was. And just because I came to places like this and the Gospel Hall in Bicester, I go into the Gospel, I was taken along to the Gospel Hall in Winsell, in Burton-on-Trent, in Staffordshire, and went to Sunday school, brought along to meetings like this every week. It didn't make me a Christian. It didn't mean I was going to heaven. Because as we've heard tonight, it's an individual decision. I can't make the decision for you. And just because I was brought up in a Christian home where the Bible was read, people prayed, people went to church, didn't make me a Christian. But I knew that. I knew that. Going to Sunday school, going to gospel meetings like this, hearing about the good news of the gospel, hearing about the Lord Jesus Christ who came into this world, born at Bethlehem, lived a perfect life, which would ultimately lead him to a cross where he suffered and bled and died upon the cross. I heard it every week. The very fact that he was there because of me. He was there because of my sin. You know, as I constantly heard this message, this wonderful message of good news, one of the things that kept coming up and made such an impression upon me was what we have read tonight in John chapter 14. Because I had heard that the Lord Jesus Christ loved me. I had heard that he came into this world, born at Bethlehem, went to a cross, suffered that horrific death upon the cross, and during that time he was on the cross, 3 hours of darkness, where all the sin of the world, including my sin and your sin, was heaped upon the very man who had never done a sin, the Son of God, the Saviour of the world. I'd heard it. I knew all about it. I'd also remember being told that not only was that was not the end of him, but he was taken from that cross and put into a tomb. And on the third day, he rose again. And then he ascended back to heaven, where he is today. But the one thing that made a huge impression upon me was this, that I was constantly told and reminded from the Bible that the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved me and died for me and is alive in heaven today, was going to return. We read in John chapter 14, verse 3, he talked about the fact that he says, I will come again. He came the first time, he came to Bethlehem. He's alive in heaven today. We're preaching to you a living Saviour. Not one who is now hanging upon a cross. How tragic it would be if all we'd got to tell you was the man who died upon the cross and that was the end. No. The Lord Jesus Christ was taken from the cross. And he was put into a tomb. And the third day rose again and is alive in heaven today. But the Bible teaches us he's going to return. The Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ himself is going to return. Not send a representative. Not send an angel. He himself, the one who was born at Bethlehem, the same one who died upon a cross, is the same one who's going to come again. And he's going to come back to the clouds, so we know where he's going to be coming back to. And he's going to come back and take all those that have believed on him and snatch them away and catch them away to heaven. But the one thing the Bible hasn't told us, and the Lord Jesus Christ hasn't told us, is when that's going to be. I wonder tonight, could I ask you, do you know that he's coming back for you tonight? If he came back tonight, if he came back while this meeting is going on, is he coming back for you? It would be a tragic thing if, as a result of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and all of the Christians that I know, many of whom are here tonight, all of a sudden snatched away to heaven, and you are the only one left in your sin. So this message is a wonderful message, but it is a very serious and a solemn message. That it is an individual thing, as we've heard tonight, that each and every one of us as individuals can know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour and can know that he's coming back for you. And that he's coming back to take you to heaven to be with him. I knew, as I grew up, that if the Lord Jesus Christ did return, out of my family, I was going to be left behind. That was constantly on my mind. I can remember being at primary school, and in those days it was quite a common thing, not so much now, but it was quite a common thing to go home at lunchtime. Now, my dad worked in the area around where the gospel hall was and where my school was and around the village and around the town. In those days, direct debits weren't a thing, so he was a man who went around going to people's houses to collect their insurance. And you paid your insurance every month to the man who came to the door. He was that man. Now, because he worked the area, he used to come and collect me from school, take me home for lunch, and then take me back to school again. I had such a soft childhood looking back, didn't I? Anyway, that's what he did. But there were days that I vividly remember when I came out of school and he wasn't there. Now, that was not unusual, because if you knew my dad, as many of you did, he could talk. And he was a very people person. So it was not unusual for him to be constantly be talking to people that he knew around the village and his customers, and so he was late to pick me up. It's not a problem. I started to make the journey home. Very often he would come within a few minutes and take me home. But I vividly remember there were certain days when I would come out of school, he wasn't there. I started to make the journey home and got closer and closer to home, and still he wasn't there. And then it dawned on me. The Lord's come. He's not going to pick me up. I've missed it. I remember going down the road, getting to the top of the estate and working our way down the road where we lived. I remember one day in particular making that journey, and it was unusually quiet. And I really had convinced myself the Lord had come. There was nobody about, literally nobody. And I can remember people telling me in meetings like this, the Lord comes, all the Christians are going to be gone. And I literally convinced myself that that's it. And then it suddenly dawned on me, not everybody in the road is a Christian. And then all of a sudden I saw somebody. But then that still not doesn't mean that the Lord hasn't come, because I need to get home. Running home. I can remember running home. Getting to the house. Mum was there. It's all good. It's all good. Being the youngest of the two boys in our family, I was always sent to bed first. 6 years younger. Very unfair, but that's how it was. Lying in bed at night, I used to sit, lie in bed and listen for the family downstairs, just to make sure there was still somebody there. Why? Because the Lord's coming. I wanted to make sure they were still there so that I hadn't missed it. But I still hadn't believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Very often I would shout down, I want a drink. I didn't want a drink. I just wanted to make sure. Very often I would shout down, I've got stomachache. I hadn't got stomachache. I was just making sure they were still there. It was in a meeting like this that again, hearing about the message of the gospel. And again, what was emphasized in the meeting was the fact of the Lord Jesus Christ coming back. I went back to home after the gospel meeting. I could take you to the very spot in my bedroom where I got beside my bed and I asked the Lord Jesus Christ to save me. I didn't want to miss it. I knew I was a sinner. I didn't need convincing of that. I was only 8 years old and I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. You know, I am so grateful, not only for being brought up in a Christian home with godly Christian parents who prayed for me, but that I was ever taken to a place like this to hear the gospel message. Dear friend, tonight, you might not realize it, but you are in a privileged position. There are so many around us today who have no idea that they're sinners heading to a lost eternity and a lost eternity in hell. If they don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, they've no idea. But you have. And you've heard the gospel. And you know it's an individual thing that you need to respond to it. But time is not on our side. We need to accept the Lord Jesus Christ today. Tomorrow could be too late. I can tell you, it's the greatest decision that I ever made. It's the biggest decision I ever made in my life. It's a decision from that moment at 8 years of age that to this very moment now I can say I have not regretted for a second. Not once. It's a tremendous thing to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. To know your future is secure in heaven. To know that your sins are forgiven, all because of the Lord Jesus Christ who loved you and died for you upon a cross. Can I ask you, have you got that same assurance? If the Lord Jesus Christ did come back tonight, do you know that you're going to heaven? If some major event happened in your life, which could happen to absolutely any one of us, if that was to happen tonight, where would you be? Where would you spend eternity? In heaven. Where the Bible speaks about a place where there's no pain and suffering and tears and death, all the things that mark this world and this life. None of it in heaven. Or would you be in hell, separated from God for all eternity? The Bible describes it as a lake of fire. People mock hell today. They sing about it. They laugh about it. I tell you, they have no idea what they're talking about. Dear friend, tonight, your future can be in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ if only you'll accept Him. Put your faith and your trust in Him. To know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour, and the moment you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour, that doesn't mean that you'll never have another problem in your life. But it does mean that the Lord Jesus Christ is with you every moment of every step of every day. What a tremendous thing. And to know, if you were to take Him into eternity tonight, or if the Lord Jesus Christ returned tonight, you'll be with Him and like Him for all eternity. We've mentioned this individual in Acts chapter 8. He came across a body of water and he realized and knew from the teaching of the Bible that he needed to be baptized. One sad thing that I regret really after getting saved and being a Christian was the fact that I left it too long. You know, as a youngster, I thought it was the Lord that was going to tell me when to be baptized. What I had to realize was He'd already told me. And so I'd left it 5 years, unfortunately, between me getting saved and me getting baptized. But it is a tremendous thing. Dear friend, tonight, if you're saved tonight, the Bible, as we have already heard, clearly teaches us that we should be baptized. Just as the Lord Jesus Christ died and was buried and on the third day rose again, we're showing to everybody out by being baptized, fully immersed into the water, that we have died to sin, that life is finished, and that we are buried in the water just like the Lord Jesus Christ was buried. Then we're brought out of the water just like the Lord Jesus Christ rose again the third day, showing to everybody else our life is different, our life has changed. Nothing special about the water. You won't feel any different about it when you get baptized, but it's a step of obedience, a beautiful picture of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. So, dear friend, tonight, this wonderful message of the gospel that we have to tell you is an individual thing. And I've been able to tell you how I got saved at 8 years of age. And the importance of it, that each and every one of us need to be saved. We must be saved. It's so important, absolutely vital, the biggest decision you will ever make in your life. But time is not on your side because the Lord Jesus Christ is coming. Dear friend, don't leave it a moment longer. Don't leave it until tomorrow. Don't leave it until we meet again on Thursday night to hear what me and Dan have to say then. It could be too late. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming back. We don't know when we're going to get taken into eternity. We don't know when the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back. This might be the last time the gospel is preached in this tent. This might be the last time that you, as an individual, hear the message of the gospel. It might be the last time you, as an individual, have the opportunity to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour. Can I urge you, if you haven't already, just before you leave this tent, you get right with God and simply accept Him as your Saviour. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. The Lord Jesus Christ said, if I go away, and He has done, He said, I will come again. Let's make sure we're ready. Let's make sure we're prepared. Let's believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Shall we pray?